Four journalists have been killed since the Iraq War began 2 weeks ago. On Tuesday, four journalists who had been held captive for 9 days by Iraq's government were released and made their way to Jordan. One of them was freelance photographer Molly Bingham, who first was taken to a notorious Iraqi prison.
We were checked in the first morning we were there, which took a while. I was given 2 blankets, a bar of soap, and a towel, and I was the last one to be checked in, and I was taken to a cell about 12 feet by 6 feet with a concrete floor and a pink wall and a 24-hour fluorescent light, and I was in between Matt McAllister and Philip, and the five of us were all together in a row on the same cell block. But we were not allowed to speak to each other in any way.
And they didn't beat you, but you heard people being beaten.
Yeah, I mean, the first few nights I heard sort of distant screams. I mean, I was trying to sleep, honestly, because I knew I was going to be asked a lot of questions and I wanted to get some rest because I hadn't slept in several days. And the only thing that woke me up was bombing. So there was probably stuff that Matt and the other guys heard that I didn't. There was certainly one night, the third or fourth night we were there, where there was like a scuffle in the hall and like very aggressive yelling and then clearly the sounds of someone being hit, you know, beaten with something. And this prisoner had run, you know, down our corridor into the bathroom there that was at the end of the hall. And after somebody intervened and he was not being beaten anymore, I could hear him sort of whimpering in this, you know, puddle of water that was in the bathroom for some time with somebody who was trying to sort of calm him down and take care of him. And that was definitely sort of one of the more anxious moments, because obviously it's like, you know, if they're going to do this to someone else, are they going to come to your room next and do this to you? So that insecurity from moment to moment of not knowing whether they were going to take you out and ask you questions, whether they were going to take you out and beat you, whether they're going to take you out and kill you. I was usually blindfolded when I was taken from the cell, and they usually took me first. So I didn't have the benefit of seeing them do that to somebody else and then bring them back. So definitely for me, that was the hardest part of this sort of moment to moment, not knowing what my future was bringing me.
Do you think they really thought you were a spy?
You know, the way the questioning went, that was certainly their major concern. And I repeatedly said to them, I am an independent journalist. I came to Baghdad to cover the story of what happens to the Iraqi civilians during this war. I chose to come to Baghdad. I do not work for my government. I do not work for any government. I do not work for any military. I have no military training. And I am a photographer. And they kept saying, that's all very nice, I'm sure you have some more things to tell us, you're lying to us, blah, 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 you should go back and think about that. Since I've been released and talked to some of the people who were involved in that, you know, I think that was absolutely their primary concern, and I signed a statement which specifically said that I did not have any contact with intelligence or with my government or anything like that. So, you know, officially in the Iraqi documents, my statement has been accepted by the judge, which says that.
Were you always hopeful? Did you ever give up? Or did you do both?
It was really like a minute-to-minute struggle for me, sort of back and forth of, God, this is impossible. You know, there's just no way. No one knows we're here. I was the only one that knew that someone had seen me taken. And at least I knew someone knew I was missing. And if that person had survived after I left, I knew he had promised me, he said, I will fix this, and he did. And, you know, he worked really hard the whole time I was in prison to be sure that I was released and that I was safe. The other people didn't have that. They were taken in the middle of the night from their rooms and no one saw them. And I couldn't communicate to them that I knew that at least someone knew we were gone. So I started marking the days, you know, on my cell wall with the date that we arrived. And the times when I couldn't be positive were really hard, and I knew that if I stayed in a negative mental and emotional place, that was going to kill me as quickly as anything else, and it was going to make me look to them as if I was afraid because I was lying to them. And I felt it was really, really important to me to present myself as calm and confident that this was just a misunderstanding and that, I would be released because I wasn't what they were accusing me of.
Well, did you get any good pictures out of all this?
This was not a particularly good photographic assignment for me. It was really hard. I mean, it was not really possible for me to work the time that I was in Baghdad before I left. I spent 99% of my time, as did the other people in our group, trying to figure out how to stay in Baghdad until the war, came to Baghdad so that we would be there to cover it. And I was quite sure that if I went out, on my own, just sort of poking around and taking pictures, that would get me arrested immediately and thrown out. I mean, journalists were being thrown out every day. Human shields were being thrown out every day. So it was really unclear what kind of status was going to allow you to stay.
And now you want to go back?
I want to work, It's been like 3 weeks that I've been, in Baghdad and then in detention and now back here in New York. And I went to cover this for a reason, and I thought about it for many months before I went, and I believe very strongly in why I went and the decisions that I made, and I don't feel that I got an opportunity to do that.
Welcome home, Molly.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. It's very nice to talk to you.
Freelance photographer Molly Bingham, who was held captive by Iraq's government for 9 days.